Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest, Jennifer Bates. And Jennifer, in terms of your business, I guess there's two questions. Besides your role as a business person and successful entrepreneur that you have been, what have you been doing outside the business world in terms of the community? What are your other interests in terms of hobbies? Based on your description to all of us, you have been really overextended, have had very little free time, and that hasn't changed very much, and you're a workaholic. But what have you done?
Well, I'm not really a workaholic. I just have a lot of work to do.
So, you know,
I have to do it.
Not that you like it, you have to do it, okay.
Yeah, I have to. The way I'm getting out of that is team building right now. I'm building a more high-level staff so that we can take our software to the next level. And that's moving into the future. My free time, I play tennis. And I'm a member of the San Juan Rotary Club. And I'm very active with that. Right now I serve on the board as secretary. And through the years I've done different projects with them. One of them we had a project called Computers for Youth, where we took old computers and our staff here donated their time to fix them up, so we donated them back to school kids.
Right.
And that was very nice. That was very nice.
That was about 5-6 years, I
was. Yeah. It ended mostly because the school kids wanted iPads. And
they didn't want the old stuff. Yeah, I know my wife is with
it was too hard with
Manuel, Casa Manuel Fernandez Juncos, and they're always shocked about how exacting the kids are. I mean,
they know what they want.
Yeah, if they bring in, you know, sneakers, they don't want just any sneakers. They want certain kinds of sneakers. They bring in video movies. Uh-huh. Well, no, I don't want to see that kind of a video game movie.
Right.
So they're very exacting.
And I don't want to use Word. I want to see pictures.
Right.
I want to watch the movie.
Right,
you know, so it gets harder.
But that was a good service, I remember. And you spent a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Big donated time there, and effort was big. And a lot of other people in the Rotary Club helped out with it. Yeah.
And so you see, you know, in terms of the company continuing to grow, you don't see going beyond the tax and the compliance on labor. You don't see, or you may not want to tell your competitors.
We have ideas brewing.
But you're not going to tell them. I'm not going to tell. But you have some.
But we have, right now, we're working on our next, I can say we're working on our next generation of software. We tend to pop out with bigger and better software that's cloud-based, so that our users can have that confidence that they're not going to lose data or anything. You know, in the desktop world, it's different. And once you get into the internet, it's much easier to standardize. Because, you know, our software has to work on every computer.
Right.
And so now we're saying, okay, in the beginning, there were only a few ways to go. You only have a few options. You know, I remember back then people had Windows 95 or nothing. they didn't have a computer. And then the different levels of Windows and all. Well, now we have to serve the whole gamut. We have to serve tablets and phones and everything.
Right. Tremendously challenged.
Yeah. So that's possible now with the tools that exist out there. So I'm now building my SWAT team of programmers and analysts and QA people, so that we can really get to the next level.
So when you look back, and it's a fascinating story, going from, as far as I could see, I mean, a person really, really strained and to the utmost in terms of financial, in terms of your intellectual requirements, in terms of your physical requirements. I just have not seen somebody that got through it. When you look back, it has to be tremendously satisfying to see that it all paid off and that things have worked out as you kind of dreamed originally.
Yeah, I always had big dreams, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And then year after year after year, it grows. And you get used to the idea that, oh, you're here to stay, you're not going away. And you do develop a confidence that you can hire people without thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to pay them next week? You know,
right.
And that's a horrible thing.
Right.
I've taken the tack of letting the company show me. You know, I would stay in an office until we were busting out, and then I would say, okay, we got to get the one next door, and then I'd rent the one next door and break through the wall.
Right.
That was when I was still renting. For example, you let reality dictate your growth.
Right.
You don't dream it and pay for it ahead.
Right.
You don't, because it might not work out. So the idea is to save your income and let it grow naturally, organically.
So I think what I indicated at the beginning, you know, a really pure entrepreneur has been born out with this story. And I want to congratulate you for the achievements. You're having the fight because you say you've got a lot of competition. They're all after you. So which is, they say, is good. But man, when it gets that many, it's not.
Oh, it gets annoying too.
It gets annoying too.
Well, we're number one.
And then, of course, you have the challenges that some businesses don't have quite a bit at the level you have to be dealing with. The Treasury and all the changes that they have, and then
right.
the legislature making all these kinds of changes on a continuous
yes.
basis. So
we
it's
have to
a
always
tremendous
comply.
Challenge.
Every new law we have to worry about. But PRSoft is setting the bar, and it's a constant challenge, as you say, but thank you for saying all the nice things you've said, and yes, I am proud of what I've done.
I never
would have seen it coming, but there it is, and it's like having a tiger by the tail through the tough years. But then once you start to manage and realize and read a lot about other scenarios, you know, who would know that all the different details you have to go through and really understand to build a business.
And your mother, how's she doing?
She's doing great. She was just here a few months ago. I just saw her. She's doing great. She says, I knew you would never have to come and live
with us. No, but the interesting thing is because you grew up in Martha's Vineyard.
New Jersey, and then moved.
But she moved to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
I went
to high school in Martha's Vineyard.
She's back to Martha's Vineyard.
She's come full circle, and actually, I'll be seeing her there next week.
So tremendous! So have a good rest. This is a little bit quieter time
this
for you.
This is the slowdown time.
So
yeah, my staff
it.
Is working for the next season, and I'm gonna go have a little rest. But I'll have my computer with me.
Tremendous, Jennifer. Well, good luck and the best.
Thanks, Jorge.